Christmas.
Hello and welcome to Eggomodities, a podcast by Eggom Museum.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 9. It is the 22nd of December. Unfortunately, Sarah and Amy have clocked off for Christmas, leaving me in the museum all alone. I am the one entrusted to turn off the lights and lock up. But before I do that, I thought, what better way to use up the last hours of 2020 than by going over some of our highlights of the Eggomodities podcast. So in this episode, there'll be no oddities, there'll be no nerd alerts, but fear not, there'll be laughs, there'll be plenty of gaffes, and a few innuendos, just for good measure. The only thing left to say is, bring on the oddity! It's always important to know who your guests are and how you're going to introduce them. And over the last 8 episodes, I've quite frankly made more of a hash of it than I'd care to admit. In terms of oddities, are you a fan of oddities?
Am I an oddity?
No, of course you're not an oddity, but you must be fairly odd if you're on this podcast.
I'm a fan of oddities, definitely.
Are you? Why?
Well, it would be boring without them, really. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to come to Eggom Museum and find out about...
I love the fact that you couldn't even finish that sentence without laughing. Do you have a strong oddity, like, collection in your family? You know, are your family...
That's very rude.
I'm not saying your family are oddities. I'm just saying, you know, are you the type of family that collects...
You don't know me.
I've seen through the wonders that is social media that, not that I'm stalking you, but clearly I do pay quite a lot of attention.
You are stalking me. We both know it. Yeah.
But you stalk me as well, so I feel that we're both kind of engaged in the same kind of activity.
I didn't say I don't enjoy it. I've just noticed it's happening. That's all.
It is the wonderful Estella Castle. Estella, hello.
Hi, Stephen. Sorry, I didn't
In terms of height, you sounded like a serial.
So I had a little moment.
You're like, right.
It was the worst. It was the worst kind of hype man I've ever heard, Sarah.
Sorry.
But I'm sure it was.
It was there with good intentions.
As you will all know, I'm not the one who chooses the oddities, and I'm often as surprised as you are when I turn to Amy and say, "So Amy, what have you got for us today?" And quite frankly, she's never let me down. Always full of surprises as our Amy, whether it's a golden cockerel, a piece of hair, or a selection of bits and pieces of metal.
I chose it because it's it always gets a comment in the attic, because it's... a large golden cockerel?
Well, I have laid my hands on it, and I do know what Amy means about the questions in the attic, because I have walked past this many times. It's on open store, the far end, on the top shelf, so you can sort of clap your eyes on it quite quickly and wonder what it is poking out the edge there.
Not sure where we can go from there.
Amy, what possessed you to go for this one?
Well, it's just some hair, isn't it? So it's just...
So blasé. It's not your hair, it's not my hair, it's not Sarah's, or it's not Vicky's. This person died about 100 years ago.
MC346, and it's described as bits and pieces of metal.
Wow. That's a brilliant description, isn't it?
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and I feel like, yeah, that is how I would describe that picture, yeah.
Also, if you put that in an art gallery, I would think nothing of it. I'd think, yeah, cool art, good.
Yeah.
How does one prepare for this type of battle? It's a kind of battle you're never going to be in against again. This is a made-up mythical merman versus a... vaginal syringe on Twitter for a championship that was created in Eggom Museum which has no actual title apart from bragging rights. There are times when maybe we might have benefited from the podcast having been scripted, and you're never quite sure where the conversation's going to go. But once we're recording, there's no hiding your mistakes. Who remembers the time in episode 1 where I mistakenly thought a cockerel was in fact a woman?
I mean, if we were going to name her, what would it be?
Her? It's a cockerel.
So? Phyllis.
Phyllis can be a boy's name.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I never really appreciated that a cockerel was a strong name.
Amy comes up with the profound statement, we have hair.
So we have hair, not hair, what?
We have hair. Just, that's the end of it.
Yes, humanity has hair. It has had hair since humans have been alive, really.
I asked Katie a very silly question.
What else is of historic value and notes? How many pages is it? What does it aesthetically look
How many pages
like?
Is it? Is
Roughly, that... you don't need to count
No,
more.
No, you've asked, so I'll answer. 75.
Is it Carol or Rachel that does the letters and the numbers?
Every time you're like, so today, Stephen, it's a bit like countdown in the sense it's like, could I have a consonant, please, Carol?
Carol?
Well, Rachel, when I was watching it, I was in the days of Carol.
Well, so we have...
What the well for? Why is that amusing? Just because I was slightly older than you and, you know...
I remember Carol Vorderman.
Yeah, she's not dead.
It all gets a bit foreign from here on in.
Oh, there's a bit of language in there that...
Language?
Yeah.
There's a bit of language. There's a bit of
foul language?
What type of language? Rude language? Pleasant language?
I imagine Austrian.
Foreign language? That would be the thing you're looking for.
Sometimes it doesn't get any better than seeing a few men in tubs.
Stephen just liked the picture because it was some men in some tubs. Like, I think that's really cool.
I can't even tell you what it is about the picture that I really like. That's the thing. But like, it's...
It is a cool picture.
Just got it all, like... Sarah uses her own culinary vocabulary.
Being not a big cooker myself, chef, cooker, home baker, slash
chef,
knowing what to do in the kitchen.
Oh my word. For a podcast that's supposed to be somewhat educational, we often take the mick out of Amy's enthusiasm. But we secretly enjoy her nerd alerts, really.
So for a bit of context, I thought I'd tell you who... This is my, like, boring you with all the details.
I think we should insert...
Wait a minute, we need to insert nerd alert.
So George, Geo, is the second Baron de Worm. Just for some context, in case you were wondering.
I'm glad you've clarified that, because I might have had numerous sleepless nights not knowing who Geo was. So Vicky, worth the trip to Egham so far?
Loving it.
For people who don't know what the Horniman Merman is, was, it's part of a... I'm such a nerdler again. Oh my god. So...
Bordaloo. Yeah, it works.
U-R-D-A-L-O-U-E. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. But yes, from the 18th century. It was of that time period. So in a way,
so
we were kind of...
why it was called a Bordaloo?
No, I didn't bother researching, sorry.
Can we put this fun fact nerd alert in? Can we do this? Sorry, Amy.
Has somebody just called nerd alert on me? Oh dear.
No, not you, Amy. She was like, oh, you know why it's called. So please go ahead, Amy.
Amy, why is it your favourite thing? Is it just because of the description?
Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah, Amy.
I think...
They're much better at presenting this podcast than I am.
You are.
Are you going to go into a nerd alert?
I'm afraid I am going to go
Excellent.
Into a nerd alert.
Excellent.
So, Nerd alert again, I'm really sorry.
I love the fact that you're now self-policing your nerd alerts. Like, I think we've reached a new level of nirvana.
Over the last 9 episodes, Sarah, Amy and I have made our fair few mistakes. Here's some of the outtakes.
But like mum shaming.
For the benefit of those not in the room, Amy just almost got so excited she fell off the chair.
In episode 5, we were joined by Dr. Monica Walker from the Old Operating Theatre Museum and Herb Garrett. See, I can do it. The marketing, events and retail manager from the Old Operating Theatre and Herb Garrett Garden.
Wait, Stephen, do that again.
Yeah, God!
What?
Please get this right.
What happened?
Okay, so it's the Old Operating Theatre Museum and Herb Garrett.
The garden.
All right, I'll do it again. Joining us from somewhere in London, I believe, it's Dr. Monica Walker, the marketing, events and retail manager of the Old Operating Theatre Museum and Herb Garrett Garden. How are you, Monica?
No garden. There's no garden when that's my
title. I'll do it one more time. Joining us from somewhere in London, I'm led to believe, it's Dr. Monica Walker, the marketing, events and retail manager of the Old Operating Museum and Herb Garrett.
You're being theater. Did you write this down somewhere?
I have written it down, but I'm just unable to say it.
I love that.
Remote recording during lockdown was never going to be easy. And if there's one person that particularly struggled, it was our dear curator, Sarah.
I know why it is. It's because Sarah's on an extension, a Wi-Fi extender.
Oh.
Her Wi-Fi doesn't reach to her office.
I'm back.
Yes, you are back.
You are. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. And then she started singing.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Sarah.
Stephen, you're
really
so
great picture of me posing with a turkey bacon.
I dread to think. Sarah, you exited us during a very, I'm sure, interesting point. Can you remember what it was?
They remember what I'm saying. I can't really hear you right now. Don't really know what's going on. Checked my headphone setting, my internet settings, full internet. I'm on the World Wide Web. Very intermittent. I'm here, you know.
Oh my God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. We just need you to start, you know, saying stuff. No. But if you're saying you can't hear me, then you can hear me.
I might have another break. You.
I just feel really sorry for the poor hamster that's having to run at double time just to ensure that we can hear this. No.
<sighs> 2020 was always set to be an incredible year. It was the year we launched Egg Commodities, after all. There's also been a global pandemic. But creating this podcast and telling stories about Egham's objects and its histories has really helped us get through the year. And we hope in some small way that you've enjoyed listening too. So it only leaves me with one more thing to say. My usual goodbyes. Goodbye. I've been Stephen Franklin, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll see you again in 2021. Remember, keep collecting.
Thank you for listening to the Egham Oddities podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe. And if you're feeling particularly generous, leave us a nice review. See you next time.